KMVQ FM, KMVQ HD1, San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose. Let's go.
Please welcome
Big Bay Mornings.
Wake up. When they hear the sound of the drum, they'll be saying, oh, Lord, here they come.
Good morning.
Thank you guys for making my morning great.
Here we come.
Every morning I'm pumped for work.
Here we come.
Big Bay Mornings.
Here we come.
99.7 now.
Good morning, Bay Area, and welcome to Friday Junior.
Woo.
It is Thursday, September the 17th, and I've decided something already at 6:01 in the morning, Greg. Do you want to know what that is?
Here comes a proclamation. What is it?
We're giving away money today on the show. I don't care if we have to cheat. We're giving away some money this morning.
All right. Well, I'll go ahead and adjust all the Big Money Minute questions. What's 1 + 1?
Perfect. 2.
Who was the first? Who was the first president?
Benjamin Franklin. I'm just kidding.
Damn, hey, even though we tried, we couldn't do it.
Producer Art, can we give away some cash today? Greg and I want to give away the money.
Yeah, that's the goal every day.
Okay, but no matter, we're going to do what we have to do to give it away, all right?
No, yeah, I don't know about cheating. Like, you know, I like being employed and all that stuff.
So here we are. $2,000 sits in the Secret Sound jackpot. Of course, 820 will be your first shot with us to guess that sound. If you do it correctly, you're getting $2,000. Three times this morning, we are playing the Big Money Minute. That is 10 questions in 60 seconds for $1,000. You already know that, and you need to sign up for that at 997now.com. But what's up, party people? Everybody feeling good on a Thursday morning?
You know what? But I feel amazing, and I think, number one, I went to bed at 7:30 last night. So that's number one. So I woke up with so much energy. But it's been two gorgeous days in the Bay Area.
Mm-hmm.
And as much fun as it was to be away for a week, I have to say there is something to being back home in a routine and just around all your stuff in your own house. Like, I just feel so much more comfortable here. I loved being away, but I just feel so much comfortable here in the Bay Area with you guys, even though we're not together.
Aw, babe.
And there's no place like your own bed.
That is
the best. That is the one thing I always miss is my own bed. My mattress.
Yeah.
I can't wait to get home and get back into my own bed.
And I've spent the last 3 days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, cleaning both the front and the backs of my house because it has been gorgeous outside every day, finally. I have to say, I came home to what looked like a haunted house. It was nothing but soot, ash, and cobwebs. Like, spiders are in their breeding season right now. Cobwebs everywhere. It was so depressing on Sunday when I got here. I just went to bed. But now it's back to being gorgeous. I've power washed. I have cleaned all this stuff. I feel so good. I think that's why I feel good, too. I just feel like a brighter outlook on life right now.
Yeah, baby. That sunshine, that fresh air, getting high on oxygen. Imagine that. I mean, we haven't had clean air. We've had spare the air days for 30 days in a row. Today, we do not have a spare the air day.
Yes. Let's just clap to that. I mean, gosh, yesterday, could it have been more beautiful?
It was amazing. Well, you got me motivated. So I did a workout on the deck, which is first time I've worked outdoors in a month now. So I did an outdoor workout, and then afterwards, you motivated me to clean everything. So I got the hose out and sprayed down the patio furniture and the deck. What I did not do, though, is the cobwebs. I have a ton of them around, too, and I got the broom out to start getting them down, and I'm like, well, wait a minute. We're decorating for Halloween this weekend. I'm like,
no,
I'm
don't leave the. No, they're gross.
It's built in decorations, baby. It's the real deal.
God.
So I'm going to leave them.
You know, I've never done this before, but you got me power washing. I leave spiders alone most of the time, but I said, I'm sorry, spiders. It's raining today. I power washed them right out. I had to go. The last thing I'll tell you I did yesterday, I've never done it before in 8 years of living here. No garage parking. You have to park on the street. My car was right in front. It was covered in sticky ash for 2 weeks. I haven't moved it. Took the hose across the sidewalk and was sprayed down my car. I washed my car out. People were honking at me as they were driving by.
Really? Washed your car on the streets of San Francisco? How did your hose make it? How far is it?
Barely. It barely made it. But the funniest thing is, I mean, I got a Tesla all wet, and he got mad. He's like, meh, 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 meh. I was like,
oh, that's
you,
why they're honking. You're spraying the cars that are driving by.
Hey, they should be happy.
What an a-hole move.
A little water is not going to hurt you, especially everybody's car is covered in soot right now. I helped that guy out.
Well, thank you for waking up and turning us on bright and early. We hope you are feeling good this morning. And I don't know, I woke up in kind of like I'm ready to rock out sort of mood. Sal, hit the button on that song. Let's start the show off with a little Panic at the Disco. Throwback Panic. On 99.7 Now, it is Big Bay Mornings. We are playing the Big Money Minute right after we could be calling your phone next.
Let's play
Big Money Minute.
And we're playing with Georgia in Santa Rosa. Good morning. Happy Thursday.
Good morning.
Georgia. Georgia. I'm sure that's the first time you've had to deal with that, right?
It has.
What's going on, Georgia? How you feeling this morning?
I am nervous.
Don't be nervous. It's been a gorgeous 3 days in the Bay Area, hasn't it? I bet in Santa Rosa it's been gorgeous, too.
It has been.
We're so lucky this week. All right, Georgia, maybe you're lucky this morning.
$1,000 on the line for you if you can answer these 10 questions correctly in 60 seconds. Good luck. Take a deep breath. The game starts now.
Okay. Ready, set, go.
If you mix blue and yellow, what color do you get?
Green.
Which one of the following is not a Jonas Brother? Nick, Joe, Cameron, or Kevin?
Cameron.
Which app was at risk of being banned in the U.S. by Trump?
TikTok.
What is 42 divided by 7 plus 10?
42 divided by 7. 7, 6, 16.
Spell disappoint.
D-I-S-A-P-P-O-I-N-T.
Who wrote the I Have a Dream speech?
Martin Luther King.
What does NFL stand for?
National Football League.
If I'm drinking a LaCroix, what am I drinking?
Sparkling water.
In The Simpsons, who is Homer married to?
Marge.
Oh! You got through 9. You got all 9 right. I'm just going to do it. Which coffee company has a blue windmill as their logo?
3, 2, I mean, times already up.
Well, maybe you would have missed that one, which makes me feel a little bit better. I mean, if you want to go through them, we can, but you got them all right. Blue and yellow make green. Cameron is not a Jonas Brother. TikTok was almost banned by Trump. 42 divided by 7 plus 10. Took you a little time to do the math. That's probably what got you on the timer. That is 16. Disappoint. You are correct. MLK wrote, I Have a Dream. NFL is National Football League. LaCroix.
That's
how you say it.
Here
not
you
LaCroix.
Go.
Yeah, no one says LaCroix.
Well,
LaCroix. Hey, can you grab me some LaCroix, please, when you go to the store?
My friend Sophie's kids, who are French, always remind me it's LaCroix.
Yeah, sure.
Not
it's
LaCroix.
Just that's what they say.
When they're at my house.
Yeah, it is. What is that even?
Just a LaCroix. Homer's married to Marge. Homer's married to Marge, and we were looking for Dutch Brothers. Dutch Brothers is the coffee company.
Oh, so close this morning, Georgia. But no $1,000, but we could always call you back to play again, okay?
All right.
All right, have a fantastic day. Thank you for listening. Stay safe. We will play again at 7:10 for another $1,000.
You were predicting money giveaway today, Benny, and you were so close right off the bat.
I know, and I don't feel so bad because she didn't know Dutch Brothers. If she would have known that right away, too, it would have been like, oh, no.
That's one that is popular up north, too.
Mm-hmm. It is popular. Alyssa, my daughter, loves it. It's, and we don't have one near us, but anytime we're, like, driving to go see the in-laws in
Sacramento.
Always make us stop.
Everybody stops on the way to Sacramento. And don't they have ice cream as well?
Dutch Brothers?
Yeah, I
don't.
Do.
We've never gotten ice cream there. She just goes in there and gets that sugary coffee drink. Dutch Brothers is good, too. You know what else I've been stopping for whenever we go see them? The Habit. The burger spot?
Oh,
I don't have one by me here in Marin. Oh, man, the habit's good.
There's one by my gym here on 9th and Brannan.
Maybe.
I don't know if it's open anymore, but...
You know what? Cheeseburger sounds like it might be
Benny,
a must-have today.
Benny. Benny. You need to go to squeezed.com, Benny. No, squeezed.com. Start your juice cleanse today.
We are going to roll commercial-free. Of course, it is a Love Trap Thursday. Richard lied to his girlfriend, Marcy, about a woman being at a bachelor party. He did not tell her this. However, well, he got caught with a woman at the bachelor party. We are going to talk to Marcy at 6:45 this morning and see if Richie's lying about more than just this woman being at the bachelor party. Before that, of course, is your 6:30 Dirty. And, well, we found a way to get you paid to lose that quarantine weight. And it's actually a lot of money that you could make. We'll talk about that inside your Dirty coming up at 6:30.
Are you ready? And now, Dirty on the 30.
Headlines.
Today in the Bay is not a spare the air day. Cleaner air and blue skies are with us today and tomorrow. We had 30 straight spare the air days.
And Benny, now you have me getting up every morning checking the air quality index. It was a 9 this morning in San Francisco. Woo!
Love it. Now some of that smoky, dirty air might be back with us this weekend, but let's enjoy the clean air while we can. Get out there for a walk, bike ride, whatevs. The PlayStation 5 is here. It'll drop November 12th, and they're going to release two different versions. So there'll be the digital-only version, where you download all the games. That'll cost $400. The regular version will run you $500. This, of course, will be the gift of the holidays, so I suggest pre-ordering it if you want to get your hands on it. And want to get paid to get fit? Well, a fitness website called Total Shape just announced that they're going to pay people to lose the weight they've gained during quarantine. And they're paying a lot. They're going to give you $13,000.
I'm down. How do I sign up?
Here's how it works. So they're going to pick four people to try a different diet and keep track of their progress on social media. Those people will get $8,000 each if they get picked. And then you'll get an extra $5,000 if you hit different milestones.
Ooh, I'm doing this.
Well, you can sign up at totalshape.com. Here's the thing, though. You do have to have a BMI of over 30. Which I believe should make all of us great candidates, because what, combined we're like 1,200 BMI on the show?
Speak for you, Art and Sal.
But again, that's totalshape.com if you want to get paid $13,000 to lose that weight.
Sassy Sports.
The NFL passed a significant hurdle in dealing with the coronavirus. Tests on all Houston Texans and Kansas City Chiefs players, coaches, and team employees from last week's Thursday night opener have come back negative. Now, these were the first tests to come back from the regular season. We should get the test results from the other games played on Sunday by tomorrow. Tonight, the Bengals and the Browns play on Thursday night football. Got to think that'll be the lowest rated Thursday night football game ever.
Art, that's where you come in. You're a sports guy. I don't even know who's
yes,
talking about.
Yes, it will be for sure.
And there won't be fans when the Raiders christen their new multi-billion dollar stadium in Las Vegas Monday night. But there will be a halftime show. It'll be this band. That's right. The Killers will be performing on the rooftop of the Caesars Palace overlooking the Las Vegas Strip in a pre-recorded performance. But I used to thump this CD over and over and over and over and over again. And another major conference has reversed course and has decided to play football, the Big Ten, with teams like Ohio State and Michigan. They have decided to start their season in late October. The Pac-12 with Cal and Stanford, could it be next? They're looking at a proposal for November. That's all I got for Sassy Sports. But you know what I always say, if they're playing with balls, I'm all over it.
Entertainment Report.
Kanye West had another serious meltdown on Twitter. So first he posted screenshots of his record contracts, asking every lawyer in the world to take a look at them.
Isn't his wife studying to be a lawyer? Why isn't she fixing this? Oh, yeah.
And then he posted a video of him urinating on his Grammy Awards.
Ooh. Yeah, I mean, when is somebody going to save him?
Then Twitter suspended his account for 12 hours. He does need help. Jim Carrey will be the one to play Joe Biden on the upcoming season of Saturday Night Live.
Okay, I don't understand this choice, only because Jim Carrey is here and Joe Biden is here.
I actually think this could be funny. I was just looking at side-by-side photos this morning, and I could just see a lightweight resemblance just the way they look, just side-by-side. So I don't know. I think Jim Carrey could do this.
Is Joe Biden going to be the pet detective? It's going to be Joe Biden the pet detective?
And this is pretty cool. Live Nation is turning some of its concert venues into polling stations for the upcoming election. Here in the Bay Area, Live Nation operates places like the Fillmore and Cobb's Comedy Club. Wendy Williams is a peeping Tom.
What?
So she admitted that she uses binoculars to watch a neighbor shower.
Okay, that's creepy.
She was on Late Night with Seth Meyers, and she casually mentioned watching him in the apartment building across from hers.
The shower is right there at the window, and I watch.
What are you seeing? I'm assuming the window isn't, a head to toe.
No, it's a head to ankle.
Now, look, Wendy, when I heard you were looking at people with a binocular, I thought it was about passersby. But I feel like what you're doing now is like borderline criminal.
I peep at night, Tom.
Okay, listen. If he's leaving the window open and you're glancing over and you see it, you see it. But if you're pulling out binoculars, that's a step too far.
This is a true story. About 6 months ago, I ordered binoculars on Amazon. To not be a peeping Tom, but, you know, I live on a hill and there's homes across the hill. So I sometimes in the afternoon, I look through the binoculars and just see what's going on in the homes across the way.
Yeah,
so you're a peeping Tom. No! That's a peeping Tom.
I'm neighborhood watch.
You hear that, San Rafael PD?
That is your Dirty on the 30. Here come the Tiger King sexy costumes.
Oh, of course they have to be sexy, don't they?
Of course. So there are two that were just released. There's a Tiger Queen and Coolest Cat costumes.
Oh, God. These are all for women, though, right? They're not guy costumes.
I mean, you can rock it if you're feeling it, baby. Do you?
That's true. And then I could perform at bachelor parties.
There you go.
Make some money. So Tiger Queen costume is basically a female Joe Exotic, minus the mullet and bad facial hair. It does have a stuffed tiger, though, on the shoulder. So we have a little stuffed animal attached to the shoulder. And then the Coolest Cat is, well, just a generic sexy tiger outfit. I mean, that's basically what it is.
I take it there are no costumes that are sexy that make you look like Carol Baskin.
Yeah, there's no Carol Baskin outfit.
Hey, we might have more details on this next week, but I do want to mention ID is doing a undercover, like, trying to find the body series. Next thing you know, the TV channel ID for Tiger King. They're going to be trying to troll the lake for his body.
Oh, really?
It's been 30 years. You think his body's still around?
Bones,
or 20 or whatever. I don't know.
So, obviously, I'm thinking the Tiger King outfits, that's going to be, like, the most popular costume this year, right?
I would think it's going to be one. It's going to be way, way up there, yeah.
I'm looking at a list of some other 2020 top Halloween costumes. They're saying characters from Frozen are still super, super popular with kids. The Frozen characters. I love seeing this. The everyday heroes are going to be huge this year, obviously due to the pandemic. So I'm talking doctors and nurses and frontline workers. A lot of people are going to dress up as them.
It's funny. Well, come on now. That sexy nurse costume, I mean.
Never goes out of style, baby.
Never. I mean, but when's the last time you saw a nurse that was wearing fishnet stockings? I mean, really? I mean, real nurse.
I'd be getting sick all the time. I'd be back to the hospital again. I'd be breaking my own arm. Like, yeah.
My friend Kelly is a nurse. Every time I see her, she's in scrubs. I've never seen her walk in a short white skirt and, like, super sexy lingerie. I'm like, Kelly, are you supposed to be in fishnet stockings? You just got off work.
Maybe underneath the scrubs she has those on.
And then what's up with that little white hat? They haven't worn that in
since the 50s. So last hour of the Big Money Minute, we got 9 out of 9. We didn't make it to the 10th question. Time ran out. Can you get 10 out of 10? $1,000 will be yours if so. So make sure you have signed up at 997now.com, and then we could be calling you in the next 3 minutes to play the Big Money Minute on Big Bay Mornings. Good morning, everybody. Happy Thursday.
Let's play
Big Money Minute.
And we're playing with Alex in the city. Good morning, Alex. Happy Thursday.
Good morning. Happy Friday, Junior.
Yes, there we go. How has it felt this week with this gorgeous weather we're finally getting?
Oh, my gosh. It feels like I can breathe again.
I know.
Isn't it nice? Did you see me on Instagram yesterday washing my car in the middle of the city?
With no clothes on?
I might have to do the same thing today.
Yes. With no clothes? I'm banning. I had clothes on. I did not wear a shirt, though. I was wearing a mask and no shirt. It was pretty hot.
Well, Alex, good morning. Let's see if we can slide you $1,000. 10 questions, 60 seconds on the clock. We got 9 out of 9 last hour because we only made it through 9. Let's try to go 10 for 10 right now, okay?
Okay, let's do it.
Come on.
Ready, set, go.
How many sides does a triangle have?
3.
Stars and Stripes is the nickname of the flag of which country?
The American flag.
If you have 11 dimes, how much money do you have?
11 dimes. That would be $1.10.
Spell refundable.
R-E-F-U-N-D-A-B-L-E.
True or false? Hercules is in the Bay Area.
True.
Which planet has the most rings around it?
Saturn.
Elaine and Kramer, their characters in what show?
Seinfeld.
What Bay Area team does Matt Chapman play for?
Oh, pass.
Which Disney princess had a pet pig?
A pet pig. Moana?
JC, they're the initials for which U.S. president?
Jimmy Carter.
Yeah! Art, you need to give me 10 more seconds. We just would have came back. So we would have got the Matt Chapman.
We did it again. You want to take a guess? You want to take a guess who Matt Chapman plays for?
Oh, the A's?
Yes!
No! God, my gosh.
No, God, please, no!
What a good guess. I don't know who the hell Matt Chapman is.
Oh, wow.
I cannot believe this.
No! The buzzer got you. It's Matt Chapman plays for the A's. So for the second hour in a row, we got 9 out of 10 right. You're an amazing player, Alex. I'm sorry we can't give you the money.
Oh, man.
So sorry.
You know, give me a reason to wake up this morning. All good.
And we love you for listening. We always see you being active with us on social media. So thank you for that and have a great day, okay? Mm.
Yeah, no problem. Have a good day, you guys.
At the very least, Art, you could take her some coffee or something. Send her some kind of...
Yeah, you got a dash pass. Send her some coffee. All right. Hang on, Alex. We'll get you hooked up with something.
Oh, that's so frustrating. Speaking of that, real quick... You know that Art had a meltdown last night because Dash Pass was down? Like, DoorDash was down?
Yeah, I had to make my own food. It was terrible.
He couldn't get food delivered. He was complaining about it all morning.
He made Sloppy Joes for dinner.
They were not Sloppy Joes. They were a very nice recipe of some ground meat. Okay?
All right, we taking a commercial break? Are we commercial-free over there, producer?
We are taking a commercial break.
All right, we'll be right back.
Love Trap Follow-Up.
Tuesday was an emotional one in the love trap. TJ admitted to being unfaithful to his girlfriend, Carissa. But he also said he had another bombshell admission to make once we got off the air. We have an idea of what that is. Before we follow up with Carissa and check in with her, let's go ahead and give you a clip from Tuesday's love trap.
Can you send them to Lily?
To Lily?
Yes.
All right, and I'll get Lily's address here in a moment. We can also attach a little card with the flowers. You know, either way, we'll put to Lily from TJ, but did you want to personalize something? You could write a few sentences if you'd like.
Yeah, can you put, I know this has been difficult, but I will be here to hold your hand through it, and everything's going to work out.
May I ask what it is you're going to be holding her hand through?
Just something that me and her are going through.
Well, that's what I gathered. Hey, TJ, you're actually live on the radio right now at 99.7 Now. You are on what is called the Love Trap. It's where we try to catch Bay Area cheaters. My name is not Chad. My name is Benny. And also on the phone line with us is your girlfriend, Carissa, who reached out to us because, well, she's noticed you've been acting super weird lately. Carissa, are you there?
Who's Lily?
Carissa?
Yeah, it's me. What's going on?
What are you doing on the phone?
Are you kidding me?
I just explained it.
Who is Lily, TJ? you completely shut me out, and I have no idea what you're going through because you won't tell me. So what am I supposed to do? Who is Lily?
I think we should not talk about this on the radio. We should do it.
You won't talk to me anytime, other time.
Carissa, you really want to do this now?
Yes. Yes, I do. Just get it over. I mean, whatever it is, I can't keep doing this. I can't.
All right, fine. Well, look, when you were away, I made a mistake. I had kind of an affair, and I was lonely and stupid, and it resulted in something that I'm going to have to deal with the rest of my life.
In terms of guilt or losing Carissa, or what are you talking about?
Guilt and other things, too.
What do you mean, other things? What, the rest of our... Is she pregnant? You got another girl pregnant when I was visiting my dying grandfather?
Did you, TJ?
I'm going to say on the radio, we need to... Let's just talk in private. I want this to end. I want to get off
you
the phone. And
you don't even tell me.
I want to talk
feel
in
guilty.
Private. Carissa, I think we should just talk in private. This isn't
you're
what
just,
we should
you're
be
like cold.
Carissa, I think we should actually take this call off the air, though, myself. So can you hang on?
Yeah.
All right, hold on. That was heavy. Carissa joins us again for a Love Trap follow-up. Hi, Carissa.
Hey, guys.
Hey, so normally ask you how you're doing, but I think we know how you're doing. This can't have been a good week.
Yeah, I've just been crying. he finally like confirmed that while I was gone, he stupidly downloaded a dating app because he was lonely.
Oh my God.
And he thought he would just chat on it, apparently, but I guess he ended up meeting this woman and they had sex 2 or 3 times and she got pregnant. And he said he's been acting so weird and at his mom so much because he was trying to figure out what to do. And his mom, she called the other day. She's been really sweet and supportive. And this is the craziest thing that's ever happened to me. And he's like begging for forgiveness and really wants to be together.
I don't know, Carissa. Let me start by saying that, you know, we are so, so sorry. But 2 questions here. One is, do you think that you can truly forgive? And secondly, do you have it in you and are you prepared to help raise this child? Because that is what you would be doing.
I don't know. I'm not ready to be... even if I were ready to, like, be like a mom to somebody else's kids.
Right, not under these circumstances.
Yeah,
I
don't know how you forgive and move on.
I mean, how do you... And does that make me a bad person? Like, if I'm not...
No.
I mean,
hell no.
The baby's... It's not the baby's fault, you know, that my boyfriend's a liar and cheater. But I don't know. It's so hard to think, and I'm so tired. I'm just so tired.
I mean, I'm sure you've gotten no sleep over the last 2 or 3 days.
Do you have people in your life that you can lean on and talk to right now? And have you been doing that? Your mom or friends or siblings?
No, I mean, well, yeah, they would be there for me, but I haven't told anybody.
I think you need to.
Yeah, I know.
Well, it was a crappy way to find out. I mean, it couldn't have been more horrible, but God knows when he was going to tell you. He obviously wasn't telling you.
It's just like 2 years, you know? It's like 2 years with this guy. He threw away two years.
What an idiot.
All right. Well, I mean, obviously, we don't want to keep you any longer, and you need to talk to other people, you know, other than us, for sure, that can help you get through this.
I know. And thanks, guys. I don't regret, you know, going on the radio. I needed to know. I really didn't imagine it was going to be like this bad.
Please take care and go talk to somebody, okay?
All right. Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Have that sinking feeling that something's off in your relationship.
Are you ready to face the truth?
The relationships are real.
The feels are at a 10.
The outcome?
Unknown.
You are about to enter the love trap.
And Marcy joins us this morning in the Love Trap. And it sounds like you've already caught your boyfriend in at least one lie at this point. Good morning, Marcy.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
We're okay. So, yeah, tell us what's going on, because from the email, it does sound like, Benny said, you've caught your man in some lies here.
Yes, I have, and I'm not happy about it. anyway, we've been together for like 9 months. And he definitely lied to me about something that happened at a bachelor party. You know, one of his best friends is getting married soon. They're having it in his parents' backyard. And they were doing like a small bachelor party with some of his buddies, but then they were planning on, you know, they were going to be at somebody's house first, and then they were planning on going to some big brewery or something where there's, you know, like a big patio with outdoor seating, and they were going to do drinking there, you know?
Okay.
And I guess, you know, like originally they wanted to go to Vegas, but of course that got canceled with the whole COVID stuff, you know. So this was like what they came up with. I didn't have any issue with the bachelor party until it was like 2.5 weeks later. I ran into the wife of one of the guys in the wedding party, and she's, you know, a really sweet girl. But she asked me, she's like, what happened between you and Richard? And I was like, nothing. Why? And she seemed really surprised, and she said, you know, I don't want to get involved, but the second part of the bachelor party was co-ed, and these girls met up with the guys, and Richard was definitely hanging out with a different girl the whole time.
Oh, and you never knew that the second half of the bachelor party was co-ed?
No, I had no idea. And so apparently, you know, all the girls are talking to each other. They thought something happened with me and him, you know.
And these are the girlfriends or wives of the other guys that are a part of the wedding?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Except for, I don't know who that girl is that he was hanging out with, though.
Did you ask?
Of course I asked. This is what I saw later that day. He said that the reason he didn't tell me about the co-ed part was he found out about it much later. And he didn't think I'd want to come because everybody's pretty much coupled up, have either married or in long-time relationships. And since he and I have only been going out like 9 months, he thought I hadn't met, you know, he said, oh, you haven't met a lot of them. And, you know, he didn't think I would have any fun or something.
Yeah, that's a perfect time to meet them. It would be a great time for you to get introduced.
Well, and I love how he made the decision for you. I knew you wouldn't want to go.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Can you imagine? And by the way, I've met just about all of his friends. Anyway, I mean, you know, we haven't been together, like, we're not married, we're not engaged, but we've been together for 9 months, you know? And so then I ask about, so who's this girl you were hanging out with? And he said that she was just from some other table, he didn't even know her, and that she was just some drunk girl going from table to table. And I don't know, like, this is just not sitting well with me, you know?
Yeah, well, he started out with a lie, so nothing you tell him at this point, are you going to believe?
Exactly. Thank you.
So where do we stand now?
Well, that's why I need your help. I want to, you know, I like this feeling, like I know he's been lying, but I don't know what the real deal is with this other girl or whatever. Like, I just need to, like, do I need to cut this guy out or what's, you know, what's going on?
Have you heard if this girl's been around since that bachelor party?
No. He said he didn't know her. He said she was just some stranger from another table who was drunk and like walking around talking to everybody.
Well, here's what we'll do, Marcy. We'll put you on hold for a couple of minutes. We'll come back. We will make the call to your boyfriend, Richard, and offer him some flowers and see who he decides to send him to, okay?
Thank you.
The Love Trap is on Big Bay Mornings. We just talked with Marcy. So she already knows that her boyfriend, Richard, was flirting with another woman at a party that he did not invite his girlfriend, Marcy, to. He also lied about it. So, of course, what we're going to do right now is make the call to Richard, offer him some flowers, and go from there.
Hello.
Good morning. Can I please speak with Richard?
Yeah, this is he.
Hey, Richard. My name is Chad, and I'm calling from Kick to the Herb, and we are a brand new flower and plant shop here in Concord. How's your morning going?
It's going good. How's your morning?
Awesome. It's going good, man. I'm calling because I do have some exciting news for you. As I said, we are a new flower and plant shop. And right now we're running a grand opening promotion where basically we're choosing local residents each and every week to give free flowers to. When I say free, Richard, I mean completely free. That includes the flowers, service, and delivery fee. And these are flowers that you can choose to have sent to you, or we can send them to somebody else on your behalf. The choice is yours.
How did you get my number? Was it just random calling people or what?
Yeah, we have a local database, so they have to be a resident here in Concord. And, yeah, all I have is your name and phone number in front of me. I don't have any other personal information on you. But, yeah.
Okay. Well, I do like the flower shop name, so that's cool. And
Kick to the Herb. We yep. like it, too. It's catchy.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I mean, so you're going to give me flowers or discount or?
So they're 100% free this time around. Of course, Richard, we'd love to see you pop in our store. We are open right now, even during the pandemic. Today, a bouquet of flowers completely free. We can send them to you or to somebody else.
Well, I mean, I guess it would be like weird to get myself flowers, but I think Christine would love some probably. So yeah, maybe. Yeah.
I'm sorry, what did you say the name was?
Christine.
Okay, so we're going to send these flowers to Christine.
Yeah, and do you have, like, just, like, pink ones? Like, ones that are pink, or, like, could you make them all pink?
Yeah, we could definitely do pink flowers. How about some pink roses? Would that work?
Yeah, if you got pink roses, yeah, because she's totally obsessed with the color pink, so that would be, I think that would be a good move.
No problem. We will get some pink roses going out to Christine. I'll get her address here in a second. I can attach a little card with the flowers so Christine knows they're coming from you. Did you want to personalize something or just keep it generic?
How about like, hope these put a smile on your face, Pinky.
That's cute. Is that her nickname? Pinky? Pinky loves pink?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of, yeah, what I call her, so. Okay. Jesus, you know.
But Pinky is Christine, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not Marcy.
Excuse me?
Hey, you're on the radio right now at 99.7 Now. My name is not Chad. My name is Benny. You're on what is called the Love Trap. It's where we try to catch Bay Area cheaters. Marcy hit us up because she's already caught you in one lie at this bachelor party. And she was, feeling like something else might be up. And it sounds like it is. Marcy, are you there?
Yep, I'm here. Hey, Richard. How you doing there?
Richie, who's Pinky?
Yeah, who's Pinky? Who's Pinky? You have a nickname for
her? That's what I call... No, baby, that's what I call my sister, okay? That's my sister's nickname.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? Please, please, do not even try to f*** me right now, okay? You are caught in the act, okay?
Well, dude, I just asked you, too, a few minutes ago, is Pinky Christine? And you said yes, so is Christine your sister's name?
No, exactly. It is not his name. Exactly. His name is Jennifer.
Richard, what happened at the bachelor party with Christine, a.k.a. Pinky?
What is this? What are you doing?
He told you that already. We explained it.
Just tell the truth. Would you please just tell the truth, please?
The truth is, yeah, I knew this girl before the party, okay? And I'm not.
You told me you didn't know. You told me she was some... What?
I'm not sleeping with her, I promise.
Nobody asked you that yet.
Why did you say she was a drunk girl? Why did you say she was just some drunk girl walking around, talking to everybody, a stranger? Now you knew her?
I met her before. I didn't know her, okay?
I'd met her before, right?
But then we just ended up hanging out then, but we haven't... It's just like, you can get flowers for somebody. Why is it okay to get flowers for somebody that's in the hospital? What if she's in the hospital?
Idiot.
What if I'm getting somebody? What if I'm getting her flowers because she's in the hospital?
Yeah, what if you are? Is that what's going on? Is she in the hospital? Are you getting her flowers in the hospital?
Richard, the next question would have been, what address are we sending them to? And you would have answered, because you know her address, so you know her fairly intimately.
I mean, I hung out. We've hung out before, just at the party, and.
How come I don't know her? I know all your friends.
You haven't been around long enough to even know this girl, so...
Oh, I haven't been around long enough. You know what? I'm not going to be around any longer because you're a f***ing liar. So there you go. How's that?
Whatever.
Turn this up!
Turn it up real loud. Let it be in your car.
Waking up the Bay Area.
Big Bay Mornings.
What a great song. And I have
Pinky.
To give credit... Where credit is due.
Yes.
Greg chose that Love Trap song today.
You're welcome. Well, with the mention of Pink, you know, we had to do it. Plus, you know, Pink is just a gay icon and a powerful woman, a strong woman. Mm-hmm. So we had to play her. I love her.
Well, and not only did it make sense because her name is Pink, and obviously that was the nickname of the girl that Richard was cheating with, but the song, the words, actually make sense. She's mad. So yep. What? I'm going to start a fight.
And she's still a rock star, baby.
Yeah, baby. Good morning, everybody. We're getting a lot of leave Richard. Do not stay with him, girl. Get out. He said the flowers were for my sister. Yeah, right. Good one, says Dave.
Yeah, that's so dumb. They always start off. That's the first excuse, right? Oh, it's mom. Your mom's been dead for 10 years.
Yeah. Or it's also not your mother's name.
Yeah. Ridiculous.
Like the girlfriend or wife isn't going to know the name of the mom. Kelly said Marcy mocking him was hilarious. Remember she started mocking him?
She got fired up. I loved it. Absolutely.
Hey, so parents, what is something you allow or have allowed your kids to do that others might frown upon? Like, I don't know if they should be doing that. So Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard, actor, actress, they let their daughters, who are 7 and 5, drink non-alcoholic beer. They even let them have O'Doul's during their Zoom classes.
What? Classes? Yes. During their classes?
During online school, they're having what Kristen Bell's calling their dualies. They sip their dualies at 9:30 in the morning. She said, I walk in, check on them in the morning, make sure they're doing well. They're just sipping on their dualies. And I'm like, what must these other parents think of me?
I don't know about during class. I mean, you could do it any other time. I mean, I don't see a huge problem. I know people were going crazy about this, but during class?
I mean, so, and here's the thing. There's a little backstory to it. I mean, Dax, he's been sober for 16 years, so he does drink non-alcoholic beer, and they're saying that it actually has allowed them to have the conversation with their daughters about sobriety and why their father can't drink and addiction and all of that. And so that part, sure, I get. I think that's great. Yeah, but I'm with you. I don't know during class if they should be having these beers. Especially if they're drinking out of the bottle. Like, I mean, if it's in a cup and no one knows. If it's in a sippy cup or something. But, if they're holding the O'Doul's bottles.
No, not during class. But as a parent, you can do what you want and it's non-alcoholic. So if that's your decision.
Yeah. I mean, technically, I think there's a 0.5% of alcohol in there.
But okay. And don't you think that's like the candy cigarettes, though, to where it kind of conditions you to be more accepting of it at an earlier age?
And I would love when I could get my hands on those candy cigarettes when I was a child. And it was only Pure 39. If we'd go spend the day at Pure 39, I'd get them and you'd blow the sugar out.
Then I started smoking afterwards, though. Like, that was the worst thing for it.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, my parents allowed us to have, they called them baby beers. So when they were drinking beer, they put, a little bit of beer in a little bitty cup when we were kids just to taste it.
You're talking regular beer, though.
Yeah. Well, I was like, ew, this is gross. And then I left, and my brother was like, eh. I mean, it's not like we started drinking. It's just we tasted it. And my other friends, they're French. Their kids are like, well, what does the champagne taste like? Well, they're like, well, here, taste it. Mm-hmm. What does beer taste like? Well, taste it.
Well, a couple of things. I know a lot of parents think the way that it sounds like your parents did, where it's like, here, try this cigarette, try this beer, because you're probably going to hate it. And then that's the idea is like, ew, this is disgusting. I don't want it. Yeah. And then about your French friends, I know in Italy, a lot of kids, they have wine with dinner, right?
Yeah.
That's 16, a thing.
Yeah, you have a little bit. Absolutely.
I think it's all bad. Not as a parent and a kid.
You, the most heathen one on the show.
I know. I mean, my kids, I'm not going to allow them to do that. You're just setting them up for dabbling with that stuff later.
Oh, come on. They're going to dabble with it no matter what.
I just think they're going to do it at an earlier age if you're condoning it. Yeah.
Yeah, but it is. It's. I mean, it even goes through the whole thing. I have a 17-year-old daughter. And she, thankfully, she's not into drinking or drugs, and she doesn't like that stuff. Boys, that's another issue. But do you not let them safely consume any of that stuff at home only to send them out and about to go do that stuff? If they are going to do it and they're into it, they're going to do it. And then do you want them behind the wheel with somebody who's been drinking, or do you want them to be safely in your living room and they're staying the night and they're not leaving? That sort of thing. I mean, it's hard.
I mean, to me, as a parent, and I'm not one right now, but for you, I would say if Alyssa was like, can I taste your drink? No issue. Can I have a little bit of champagne? It's New Year's Eve? No issue. if you're pounding beers with your child, that's an issue. You know what I mean? It's like if it turns into... I'm doing it at home, but we're doing keg stands. Now that is an issue.
We're going to shotgun a couple Bud Lights, baby. Come on. No.
Exactly. No. But like, if it's Christmas and she says, oh, y'all are all drinking champagne, can I have half a glass?
Well,
yeah, I would not have an issue with half a glass of champagne for a 17-year-old.
So, and just beyond this, is there anything that you parents let your kids do that, you know, other parents may frown upon? I feel like there's probably all kinds of things. Text us. We'll read them on the air. Vanessa and I don't let Alyssa do anything crazy now, but I do remember like 10, 12 years ago when Vanessa was working in radio, she would have to make appearances from time to time at like a nightclub or a bar or whatever, right? And if she couldn't find anybody to watch Alyssa, she would have to take Alyssa. So
to the bar?
Alyssa would be like 5 years old just chilling at the nightclub.
Yeah. I mean, anybody.
I mean, Vanessa was working. She wasn't like on the dance floor drinking.
No.
But, you know.
Listen, everybody knows from my history, I grew up at a place called the Smoke Pit, which was the bar that my parents hung out and sawdust floors, and we were listening to the jukebox, and I always played. This was very foretelling. I always played YMCA by the Village People on the and In the Navy were my two favorite songs, and they were both by the Village People. How much foreshadowing could there have been?
Yeah, Big Buck knew for sure right at that moment.
Looks like we got a little queer on our hands. He's dancing in the Navy again. Why'd he put on that Cher outfit, though?
I love you. All right. Hey, we're set to play the Big Money Minute. We got $1,000 up for grabs. We went 9 for 9 the last 2 hours. We would have got 10 on a 10 out of 10 last hour, but we just ran out of time. She actually knew the 10th question. So can we go 10 for 10? Let's see. I could rapid fire these questions if you like. I'll ask them as quickly as possible. Then you have to answer them as quickly as possible. $1,000 on the line. If you've signed up on our website, we could be calling you in just a few minutes on Big Bay Mornings to play the Big Money Minute.
Let's play.
Big Money Minute.
We are determined to get a Big Money Minute winner right now with Vicky. Good morning, Vicky.
Good morning. How are you?
We are amazing. 9 out of 10 at 6 and at 7. Can you get that 10th question and score the $1,000, Vicky?
I hope so.
Us too. All right, here we go. 60 seconds is up on the clock. 10 questions. The game starts now. Good luck.
Ready, set, go.
Who was the first American president?
George Washington.
Rain on Me. It's a song with Ariana Grande and who else?
Pass.
Kelly Clarkson was the first winner of which singing show?
America's Got Talent?
What city will you find the Eiffel Tower in?
Paris.
How many degrees are in a circle?
360.
Spell desperate.
D-E-S-P-E-R-A-T-E.
How many Fast and Furious movies are there?
7.
How many counties are in the Bay Area?
8.
True or false, a whale is the largest mammal in the world?
True.
How many colors are in the rainbow?
7.
Rain on Me is Ariana Grande and?
Justin Bieber.
Yeah. You got through all 10. We just had a... Yes, that is good. And you did really well. You just had a couple hiccups. Let's go through them. I hung out with him this weekend. The first American president is George Washington.
He's still alive, huh?
Well, his statue is in Philadelphia. I'm sure other places as well. I sat next to him for a little while. Lady Gaga is who sings Rain on Me with Ariana Grande. Yeah, it was American Idol, not America's Got Talent, that Kelly Clarkson won. The Eiffel Tower is in Paris, 360 degrees in a circle. Desperate, you spelled correctly. There are 7 Fast and Furious movies. There are 9 Bay Area counties. You were close with 8. It is true that the whale is the largest mammal in the world, and there are 7 colors in a rainbow. And if you eat Skittles, I guess you know that.
All right, Vicky. Well, have a fantastic day. Thank you for listening, and you take care, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Good players today. Good players.
Mm-hmm. That is true. 997now.com is where you could sign up if you want to play the Big Money Minute tomorrow. We're coming back, and in 7 minutes, yeah, it's all about the secret sound. That jackpot is up to $2,000. And if you can guess correctly what the sound is, you're going to take all that money. And, of course, Greg will give you a clue as soon as we get back. So hang on.
Let's go.
Alexia and the fam in Hayward, caller number 9. Happy Thursday, Alexia.
Woo! All right, we got a group. We got some noise out there. I love it.
What's happening, guys? How are you?
We love you guys.
Oh, we love
good.
You.
How are you guys?
We're good. We're good. We're trying to give you $2,000 if you guys can identify the secret sound. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to start by playing you that sound one more time. Here it is. And listen up, because you're about to get another clue. Here it is.
Yeah, listen carefully. This one's a long one. Growing up under such close confines, it's not surprising that I would sometimes crack under pressure.
I get it.
Is it a sewing machine?
Is it a sewing machine for $2,000?
So sad. I'm so sorry.
But hey, why don't you shout out everybody that's with you real quick?
My mom and my little brother.
Okay. Hi, mom. Hi, little brother.
Oh.
All right, Alexia. You guys have a fantastic day. Thanks for listening, okay?
All right. Thank you guys, too.
See ya. All right, here we go. Another Benjamin in the pot. $2,100 at 9:20. We will play again.
99.7 Now's Big Bay Mornings.
Ladies and gentlemen,
with Benny and Greg.
You sound awful, by the way.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Friday, Juniors, we call it around here on Big Bay Mornings. So Richie and Pinky, huh? I love how these guys, it's my sister.
Yeah.
Then it's like, okay, is your sister's name Christine?
The
and
only
of course,
way
Marcy says no, that's not his sister's name. Like what?
The only way it's your sister is if you're from West Virginia. And that's the only way that's believable.
Well, and then here's my other question: like, you figure Richard wanted to get caught or doesn't care or is over the relationship? I mean, why would you be hanging out with a girl when your friends, girlfriends, and wives are all there and they know who Marcy is, and they talk to Marcy. Obviously, word's going to get back to Marcy that, hey, like, Richard was hanging out with some chick at the bachelor party. Like, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, it's obviously going to get back.
But I agree with you there. They want to get caught, but I also think that a lot of people think that they're invincible. They just do whatever, and they think they're never going to get caught. Mm-hmm. They live in the moment, and then the moment always bites them in the butt.
Yeah, especially if you're mixing some of that liquid. I think that probably helps with that feeling. You know, like, nobody's going to remember anything tomorrow.
That liquid that is always flowing at a bachelor party?
You know it, baby. Hey, speaking of love traps, let's go back to the follow-up we did this morning at 7:20. We're getting a lot of texts of people that either, you know, missed it or want to just hear it again. So I think we should actually replay the follow-up at 9:10 this morning, so just a couple of minutes away. It was the Tuesday's Love Trap, which was an emotional one. It's with TJ and Carissa. And TJ admitted to being unfaithful, that he was cheating, and he made a mistake, he says. And he basically admitted to getting this other woman pregnant. So, is that cool? Should we replay that at 9:10? I think it was...
Absolutely. We have 2 or 3 texts that said, hey, I missed it. Could you please play it? So, we will do that for you.
All right. So, just a few minutes away, if you missed it, Love Trap follow-up to Tuesday's Love Trap. We'll do it here on Big Bay Mornings. And then at 9:20, of course, we're going to be playing The Secret Sound. $2,100 is in that jackpot, and you could win all of it at 9:20. Good morning, everybody, and thank you for waking up with Big Bay Mornings.
Love Trap follow-up.
Tuesday was an emotional one in the love trap. TJ admitted to being unfaithful to his girlfriend, Carissa. But he also said he had another bombshell admission to make once we got off the air. We have an idea of what that is. Before we follow up with Carissa and check in with her, let's go ahead and give you a clip from Tuesday's love trap.
Can you send them to Lily?
To Lily?
Yes.
All right. And I'll get Lily's address here in a moment. We can also attach a little card with the flowers. You know, either way, we'll put to Lily from TJ. But did you want to personalize something? You could write a few sentences if you'd like.
Yeah, can you put, I know this has been difficult, but I will be here to hold your hand through it, and everything's going to work out.
May I ask what it is you're going to be holding her hand through?
Just something that me and her are going through.
Well, that's what I gathered. Hey, TJ, you're actually live on the radio right now at 99.7 Now. You're on what is called the Love Trap. It's where we try to catch Bay Area cheaters. My name is not Chad. My name is Benny. And also on the phone line with us is your girlfriend, Carissa, who reached out to us because, well, she's noticed you've been acting super weird lately. Carissa, are you there?
Who's Lily?
Carissa?
Yeah, it's me. What's going on?
What are you doing on the phone?
Are you kidding me?
I just explained it.
Who is Lily, TJ? You completely shut me out, and I have no idea what you're going through because you won't tell me. So what am I supposed to do? Who is Lily?
I think we should not talk about this on the radio. We should do it.
You won't talk to me any other time.
Carissa, you really want to do this now?
Yes, I do. Just get it over. I mean, whatever it is, I can't keep doing this. I can't.
All right, fine. Well, when you were away, I made a mistake. I had kind of an affair. And I was lonely and stupid, and it resulted in something that I'm going to have to deal with the rest of my life.
In terms of guilt or losing Carissa, or what are you talking about?
Guilt and other things, too.
What do you mean, other things? What, the rest of our... Is she pregnant? You got another girl pregnant when I was visiting my dying grandfather?
Did you, TJ?
TJ!
This all I'm going to say on the radio. We need to... Let's just talk in private. I want this to end. I want to get off the phone.
You don't even tell me.
I want to talk
feel
in
guilty.
Private. Carissa, I think we should just talk in private. This isn't
you're
what
just,
we should
you're
be
like
doing.
Cold. Yeah.
Carissa, I think we should actually take this call off the air, though, myself. So can you hang on?
Yeah.
All right, hold on. That was heavy. Carissa joins us again for a Love Trap follow-up. Hi, Carissa.
Hey, guys.
Hey. So normally ask you how you're doing, but I think we know how you're doing. This can't have been a good week.
Yeah, I've just been crying. he finally like confirmed that while I was gone, he stupidly downloaded a dating app because he was lonely.
Oh my God.
And he thought he would just chat on it apparently, but I guess he ended up meeting this woman and they had sex 2 or 3 times and she got pregnant and he said he's been acting so weird and at his mom so much because he was trying to figure out what to do. And his mom, she called the other day. She's been really sweet and supportive, and this is the craziest thing that's ever happened to me. And he's like begging for forgiveness and really wants to be together.
I don't know, Carissa. Let me start by saying that, you know, we are so, so sorry. But 2 questions here. One is, do you think that you can truly forgive? And secondly, do you have it in you and are you prepared to help raise this child? Because that is what you would be doing.
I don't know. I'm not ready to be... even if I were ready to, like, be, like, a mom to somebody else's... kid.
Right, not under these circumstances.
Yeah, I don't know how you forgive and move on.
I mean, how do you... And does that make me a bad person? Like, if I'm not...
No.
I mean,
hell no.
The baby's... It's not the baby's fault, you know, that my boyfriend's a liar and cheater. But, I don't know, it's so hard to think, and I'm so tired. I'm just so tired.
I mean, I'm sure you've gotten no sleep over the last 2 or 3 days.
Do you have people in your life that you can lean on and talk to right now? And have you been doing that? Your mom or friends or siblings?
No, I mean, well, yeah, they would be there for me, but I haven't told anybody.
I think you need to.
Yeah, I know.
Well, it was a crappy way to find out. I mean, it couldn't have been more horrible, but God knows when he was going to tell you. He obviously wasn't telling you.
It's just like 2 years, you know? It's like 2 years with this guy. He threw away two years.
What an idiot.
All right. Well, I mean, obviously, we don't want to keep you any longer, and you need to talk to other people, you know, other than us, for sure, that can help you get through this.
I know. And thanks, guys. I don't regret, you know, going on the radio. I needed to know. I really didn't imagine it was going to be like this bad.
Please take care and go talk to somebody, okay?
All right. Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Let's go!
Secret Sound.
Josie in San Jose. Caller 9, congratulations.
Thank you. Good morning, Benny and Greg.
Good morning. Are you like everybody else? You know the secret sound?
Well, I thought that before and been wrong. So.
Well, we hope you do know it because we want to give away this $2,100 to you, Josie. So let's start by playing you the sound one more time. Here it is. And we'll give you yet another piece to the puzzle.
Greg? If you looked at my Facebook page, you'd see that I came from a blended family.
One more time.
If you looked at my Facebook page, you'd see that I came from a blended family.
All right, there it is. Josie, what do you think the secret sound is?
Okay, I'm going to go with frantically pressing the space bar on a computer keyboard with your thumb or fingers.
Okay, frantically pressing the space bar on a keyboard with your thumb or fingers for $2,100. Is that the secret sound?
So sad. I'm so sorry.
Oh, sorry, Josie. That is not the secret sound. All right. Have yourself a great Thursday. It was nice talking with you.
Yeah, and you know, Benny has that old school, really loud keyboard, so I know what she means. Like, you can hear him typing.
That's me. All morning long, you hear that.
It sounds like you henpeck. Do you henpeck, or you know how to type?
It's a combination. It's a little bit of a combo.
You henpeck.
Yes, pretty much. But sometimes I feel like I'm going. But no, I don't know. I'm not like Vanessa, my wife. She is, it's incredible. She doesn't even look down ever at the keyboard and can just write.
Yeah, when you know how to type, you don't need to. That,
listen,
that actually.
I learned with the CD-ROM drive. Remember the CDs back in the day?
Made this beacon, baby.
Remember that?
Yeah.
No, I will tell you, kids, listen up.
Yes.
Typing was the smartest class I ever took in high school.
Agreed.
It really seriously is.
I didn't have that option. You had a typing class?
Of course.
I didn't have it. I was in cooking class. That's what I was doing.
Well, that's called an elective. Well. I took it as an elective. It was an elective. And, by the way, when I was learning how to type, it was actually on a typewriter.
Oh! Boomer! Boomer alert! All right, here's what happens now. We throw another $100 in the Secret Sound jackpot, and at 12:20, there is $2,200 up for grabs for you. Make sure you are here at 99.7 now. Good morning, everybody.
Look at it.
I like a nice stiff.
What?
Big Bay Mornings is on.
It's on all my 6 presets.
99.7 now.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Thursday. That was an interesting little piece of production there.
I wonder who did that.
I don't know. Well, thank you so much for waking up and turning us on this morning. We do appreciate it. Shall we go through some of the texts that have come in throughout the morning?
Please do. There are funny ones today.
Yes. This one is not so funny, but such an emotional love trap follow-up this morning. It really was. That was, I would say, the heaviest love trap follow-up we've ever done. And just love trap in general. This person says, it makes you think, if she did not find out that he got another girl pregnant, would he have just broken up with her anyway? Since on the note, he said, we will get through this. Something to think about.
925 said, do you replay the Love Trap online? I always hear the beginning of it when I'm driving to work, but then I go, when I'm on Highway 4, there's the area where, the, you know, the it gets staticky and the station cuts out, and then I only hear it when I come over the hill. So, yes, we do, and I know where you're talking about. That's over by, like, Baypoint and Pittsburgh. All radio stations drop off there. So, yes, though, you are in luck. We put every single Love Trap up on our podcast, and it's always uploaded every day by 11 a.m., so you can find that anywhere you listen to your podcasts. Monique said, good morning, guys. I had the craziest dream last night that Benny and his wife Vanessa took me hostage.
Oh, my God.
What happened after that?
Somebody's got some crazy fantasies going on.
She said, I think I listen to your show way too much.
You could never listen to us too much. And we appreciate every single moment you spend with us. We really, really do. Thank you for listening, Monique, and everybody else.
925 said, I'm totally with you, Greg. In high school, I had typing class as an elective, too. It was the best class I ever took. That was back in 1993.
It really is. I mean, to be able to, like you were talking about, your wife doesn't look. I can sit there and stare at you. You can talk to me, and I can still type a whole entire paragraph and look away.
But then how many times do you have to press backspace once you realize you misspelled all kinds of words and you didn't do it right?
Backspace? I'm still using the paper.
The whiteout from the typewriter?
You're not supposed to put that on your computer screen? Dude, so back in the day on typewriters, there was also this sheet that had whiteout on it, and then you would have to put it in there, and you have to press on it and make that disappear and then type another word over it. I mean, it was so crazy back in the day.
See, I'm the generation where, you know, obviously computers, they came as I was growing up. Like, there was a typewriter at the house. I never used it. I do recall my mom from time to time using it, but then once computers came out and, you know, we bought our first computer, she would just, like, keep it in the garage and I would just go play on it. I'd pretend like I was, you know, like a secretary or something, or I was in an office as a little kid and I would just play on the, you know, typewriter that wasn't actually typing anything.
Yeah, and those first computers, I had one. We got one. It was a hand-me-down. There was nothing to do on them. I mean, literally, you did nothing on them.
All right, have a great day, everybody. Stay safe out there. Enjoy this air we have, the blue skies, the fresh air. Yes, it's crazy. It's like getting high on oxygen, and I love it. We have a few more days of it. Smoky skies could be coming back over the weekend. So get out there for a nice walk today or a bike ride or do something out there. And we'll see you back here on the radio tomorrow morning, bright and early, 6 a.m. We'll be here. Bye-bye.
Peace.